I'd like to tell you an old story that still wanders the Montana countryside. It starts in the summer of 1936 when a Montana sheepherder fell ill. He was transported to the St. Clair Hospital in Fort Benton, where eventually his sheepdog, Shep, found him. The man was dying, and the dog, with the intense loyalty of those shepherd breeds, would not leave his old friend. As the story goes, the nurses helped the dog stay. They fed him scraps of hospital food and kept him out of trouble till the old herder finally died. The man's family was back east. They arranged to have his body shipped to them for burial. Even then, Shep stayed loyal. He followed the casket out from the hospital over to the train depot. He waited as the casket was loaded into a boxcar and then watched the train pull away. For the next 5.5 years, old Shep returned to the station. He was waiting for his friend to come back on the train that had taken him away. 4 times a day, Shep would go to the station and watch the passengers disembark looking for his companion. The station's workers observed this behavior and figured out the story. They began looking after the dog, ensuring that he was fed and watered. Word of the loyal dog in Fort Benton spread, and he became a celebrity of the Depression era. According to Atlas Obscura, who published Shep's story, the dog was featured as an oddity in Ripley's Believe It or Not. Travelers would take detours to see him at the station. Children sent him Christmas presents. Some of them even tried to adopt him, but Shep was a one-man dog. Well, Shep died in 1942. The town of Benton honored him with a grand funeral attended by nearly everybody in town. His grave is on a hillside overlooking the town. A wooden statue of a loyal herding dog was put there, and over 50 years later, Shep had not been forgotten. He was immortalized with a bronze sculpture by the Montana artist Bob Scriver. Great dogs don't come around very often, but when they do, they make us better people. Their loyalty and love is humbling. It makes us want to be worthy of such devotion. I've got one sitting right here beside me, waiting for me to go for a walk. I'm Lynn Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West.